Hi everybody, welcome to The Limit Breakdown, where we give you news and interesting updates on movies, TV shows, and everything going on in pop culture. I'm your host, Sid.
I'm Migs. Normally we would be doing box office numbers. This is going to be our first roundup for 2024. There's a lot that's been going on since the last time we did this. Most recently, I think the night before last was the Emmys. So there were a couple interesting things. Honestly, I think, what was it? The Bear won from Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy.
Best Lead.
Best lead in a Comedy.
Yep.
Succession took home the Emmys for drama.
Yep.
I think most notably too was Elton John getting an EGOT.
Finally, my man Rocket Man gets the EGOT at the Emmys.
So that was pretty awesome.
Another show that got a lot of nominations and awards was Beef.
Yes. I saw that.
So
that was a limited series with. He played Glenn from The Walking Dead. I forget his name.
Correct. I do not know his actual name.
Yeah.
Glenn from Walking Dead. Yeah. I have not seen Beef. I have seen The Bear, but I have not seen Beef. So I do now. I will watch it.
It's funny because I've seen The Bear. I haven't seen Beef.
Isn't that what I just said?
You said you've seen Beef. You haven't.
Backwards. I'm sorry. I've seen Bear, not Beef.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so same. Okay.
I prefer Beef and Broccoli.
I like Cocaine Bear. At the Emmys! Yes, Elton John getting EGOT. Fantastic.
Let's see. Since the last time we spoke, Disney kicked Jonathan Majors off of all their projects officially, so he is no longer going to be
So MCU is going to have a new big bad. How they're going to turn this around, I have no idea.
Do you think they're going to actually pivot to another big bad?
Knowing Disney, I have a feeling they're going to pivot the entire story and not recast, because I have a feeling they're going to quote-unquote continue, but somehow they're going to change, and it's not going to be Kang. It's going to be somebody else that's, I think, going to be the man behind the mask types of situation. Man behind the curtain situation. I think that's what they're going to twist into.
You think it's going to be somebody that's going to be capable of creating the correct amount of doom?
I don't know. He would have to be some sort of doctor to do this. But we'll see what happens from there. One of the one of the things that I'm really looking forward to, there's a lot of fantastic video games coming out this year. Most notably GTA 6. That's coming out next year.
I know they've been dropping a bunch of trailers for
Tekken is coming out.
Tekken's
coming out next week as of this recording. There's also a very small game that if you're a gamer, you know, but if you are not like a gamer like that, there's a game that's called Black Myth that's been in development for years. All they've had is a small trailer for years, and finally, they're going to be releasing it this year. It's called Black Myth Wukong. It's a Chinese game, RPG style. It's supposed to be releasing this summer, and I, for one, am very much looking forward to it.
I am super stoked for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, part two of the remake. Absolutely super, super stoked about that. And there is a rumor, hasn't been confirmed yet, that they are remaking the original God of War in the style of 2018.
Interesting. I did not hear that.
I don't know.
That's fantastic.
I don't know if that's if that's solid or not. I've seen a bunch of rumors about it, but apparently it's been in development for quite a while, and it's possible that it gets released sometime towards the end cycle this year, if not early 2025. The lead actor that played Kratos in Ragnarok and 2018 God of War has said in an interview that they had approached him about possibly doing a remake.
Interesting. I did not know that. I was hoping that they would do a continuation and do a God of War perspective from Arturus' perspective, yeah. And that's what where the story would go. But I didn't know there was no.
There's also supposedly a God of War movie, so that could potentially be interesting as well. I'm really excited for Mean Girls, just released this week, January 12th. It came out in theaters. I haven't seen it yet. We're gonna check it out and review it for next week.
Yeah, we can do that. And one of the biggest movies that I'm looking forward to. Deadpool 3.
Yep, that's
with
gonna be
huge jacked man.
Well, it's gonna be the only official MCU movie coming out this year. There's gonna be a couple of Sonyverse movies.
Oh, Madam Web.
Madam Web and Kraven.
Oh yeah, Kraven. I forgot. Did you know Echo dropped on Disney Plus?
I started watching the first episode.
I haven't seen it. I saw the billboard the actual billboard the other day. I'm like, oh my god, I thought they slated it because of the strike, but I guess not.
So apparently one of the things that happened during the strike as well is Disney has decided to rework Daredevil Born Again.
Mm-hmm.
They basically did a test screening of the stuff that they had already filmed, didn't test well, and so they scrapped all of it and went back to the drawing board. And now they've confirmed that seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Daredevil, as well as the Punisher and Luke Cage series, are all canon to the MCU. And Born Again is basically going to be a continuation.
Yes, fair enough.
So that's pretty dope.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all we've got for now. We're gonna get back into the swing of things and start doing a proper roundup for the weeks coming. I have feelings. You just heard all of them.
Fair enough. Let us know what you are excited for in 2024, whether it be TV shows, movies, or video games, as my mother liked to call it. So, in the comments below.
And as always, don't forget to hit that like, comment, and subscribe. Helps us out in the algorithm. We appreciate all of your input and thoughts. And we'll catch you next week with some more content.